Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 27, verses 15 through 17. Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." Caring that others are cared for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. During Moses' life, the Bible described him as the humblest man on the planet. That is quite a remarkable statement to make about anybody. But it's even more impressive that it is said about Moses. Remember all of the amazing things God allowed him to do? This was the man God permitted to lead his people out of slavery in Egypt with miraculous signs and wonders. This was the man God permitted to lead his grumbling group through the wilderness as they meandered to the promised land, enabling him to continue to display amazing works along the way. This was a man God used to accomplish things he would never do through another human being. Yet it's his humility that God highlights. In perhaps the greatest demonstration of humility, Moses showed his care for God's people. When God had made it clear to Moses that he would be able to look at, but not enter, the promised land, there was no complaining. He didn't say, "After everything I have done, I demand to enter." No entitlement from Moses, just care and concern for God's people. A shepherd himself, Moses asked God to choose the right leader to succeed him and shepherd God's sheep. Moses cared more about the next leader than his own legacy. He cared more about God's chosen people than his own reputation. Most of you reading this devotion probably have a shepherd pastor to care for you spiritually. But perhaps you don't. And even if you don't, there are many other sheep without a shepherd to guide them spiritually. May God grant us humble hearts like Moses, hearts that are concerned that God's people everywhere would have shepherd pastors to care for them spiritually. God desires shepherds for his sheep. So did Moses. So do we. We give thanks for shepherd pastors who do God's work. Good Shepherd, thank you for pastors and missionaries to help shepherd your sheep. Continue to raise up and train shepherds so that all of your sheep are cared for. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.